Rishus Avimari. We're holding Mil the Simon Kufayin Zayin. We left off Sif Beis and Sif Hei. Sif Beis is back to the Gemara of Mim Alf on a Beis. The Gemara says something comes Acha Sudo. You make a bracha Kuidim and make a bracha Achreel. You make a bracha Rishonan Achreino. Explains Taisu, so that means, but first is Moshe Chidayim for the case of Pas. Since the whole entire Sugya is tough with the Pas, if you have no Pas, therefore the Mice, you have to make a bracha. Come on the Bialach, and he starts with a question: what's the Yisoid over here with the Kimto? How do we understand the concept over here? Is Yisoid is that you put your, take your hands away from Pas, you do not plan to have any Pas? Or is Yisoid Silika Shulchan? Do you have to do a Mice and act to show them going with the Pas? Two different sides starts with the Bialacha. You bring down the Lachorim argue this point. You bring down Numash Yisoidim Mikan Lakan. Is Yisoid up to a Mice? I'm going with the Sudo. And then anything you have at the end of the meal, you make a bracha Rishona and Achorino. Or no, the fact stam that you pulled away from Pas, no one's eating Pas anymore, that Lamaisa is enough. After he goes through this, and in between, he brings down Lamaisa, come on the Magavram, he brings down the Bach, and the Eli Rabba Paskins, that we hold a Sila Kashulchan. And he goes further, brings down the Chayodim Rechein Haminig. That means even though he has Rishonim, Mikan Lekan, at the end of the day, especially on Sub Bach Slahakal, we come along and say that loch is that we need a silika shulchan, you need a meister per se. That's aleph. Number two says to be alocha. What is the akim to the gemara of discussing that we're eating at the end of the meal? They have to make a bracha. We show you on the bracha achorino. He points out that lachor there are four different mahalchim among the rishonim. He starts with the first. We'll get to Bez Hashem practical case of what silika shulchan is. Bez Hashem. So first, the Bialocha, he has these four different sheets among the Rishonim of how to understand the Loch over here. That means the Gersa of Taisus, the way how he understands, is basically you take away the Shulchan, you have it at the end of the meal. In those days, it seems to be, this Matzias was, before they had a meal, they sat down, had some wine, then bossed the dogin, then they went to the table, and they put the Shulchan there, and they laid Baseba, and they had a whole entire meal. And the third thing, they took away the tables, and they went to have your whiskey and your lechayim and have some pasav kistin, and they had a tish sat around and shmooze and do a Torah, of course, and they had a gishmakatam after the meal, but that was the end of the meal, and afterwards they benched. So that they have three stages, Bezman HaChazal, very clear from Rashi: the stage before the ikar meal, then the meal itself, then the fabrengen afterwards. What's the fabrengen? Three stages. So in this Fabregin, what are we discussing? We have to make a bracha on what? They could have the end of the Fabregin, they can wine and whiskey and bosta and dogim and the cakes. What are we discussing over here? So Taisha's sheet over here is that at the end of the meal, after taking away the shulchan, whether things are eating like kinuach, whether it's desserts, whether things are eating for sviya, whether it's bosta, whether it's dogim, does not make a difference since you masal the shulchan, therefore there's no tefillas to the Passover here, you make a bracha on everything. That's the first sheet of everything at the end of the meal, you bring basar, you make a bracha over here. Goes on further to be halacha. He brings down the other gears that Taisus has, where how the Rashba L'maisi wants to paskin. He says it's true that something that's kenuach at the end of the meal, a person L'maisi, he does make a bracha l'afneim l'achrayim. However, things that l'sveya, that's bigger than mozen. Things that mean basar v'dogim, that's for sviya itself, that avad you not make a bracha even after the simkal shulchan. Goes on further than Mishnah Berurah, I mean, the third mahalach among the Rishonim, the Bahag sheet over here, that says, true, kinuach avad, you make a bracha before and afterwards. However, negate the sugya of Sevilla, it depends. The loch is for bracha Rishonim we would make, but not bracha achorino. Because the Bechta Moslem will part to the bracha achorino. So that's not the kim to the Gemara. A fourth sheet says, the Bialocha, the Benachanal sheet, it says again, kinuach make a bracha Rishonim achorino. However, the case of Sevilla, he's mechal between the case of Basar. Whereas the case of Daiso, by the case of Bosser and Dogim, he wants a Taino, it's come to Malaf for the Pass. If there is no Pass, the Maisa person should make a bracha Rishaino and not Achorino. Mashenke and Daiso, the Maisa eat by itself. Therefore, over here, so you don't have Pass. What's the difference? During the meal, did not Pass, and he ate by itself. Afterwards, did not eat by itself. So it comes up from the Benachanal Shitom, there are two different things your person can eat. Sometimes you eat them with Pass, sometimes you eat it without Pass. In that situation, things that you would not eat with pas, even at the end of the meal, the sviya, you would not make a bracha, not rishonah, not achorinah. So again, it comes out to be halacha, he makes a very nice setup for you, as we read slowly, There are four different sheetahs among the Rishonim by Silka Shulchan what to go do. Either Taisha sheetah make a brach on everything. The Rashba sheetah says only on Kinoch, Masha Enkin, not in the case of Sriya. And come along the Rach and Vahag, the Machalik of Brach Rishonim versus Achweno. And the Sofa, the Ben Chananu, the Chil between the case of Basav Dogum versus the case of Daiso. Halacha Maiso, come along the Bialacha, the Messiah. The Maiso is, since we have a case of Silka Shulchan, but the case of Daiso is the Machalik among the Paiskim. The Sofik. Therefore, the case negated Daiso, he said the person should not make a bracha on top of it. Now, Rishonim, not Achweno. He makes a tziruf out of it. However, he says, once you pass in Simon Reish Chesif Yudzayim, the Berksa Moslem Meister come along and passes Daiso, we pass along like the Machaber. Therefore, he ends up saying, therefore, when you have Berksa Moslem, have Kavona for the Daiso over here. Kavona for the Daiso. When Adkan, that's first 2 points of the Bialocha. Again, one thing he says, the minute is you need to see like a Shulchan. The second thing he says, the Meister, what foods are going on? Shalom among the Rishonim. Maskon, he says, on Daiso, the person should be Meikle. Now, they do point out, what about drinks? We need to be Bialocha discussing drinks over here. Do you make a bracha achas silka shulchan on your coffee, tea, or coke, or whatever, water? So you go back to the shayatzi and sim kufa in dalad and you quote some avram. So the same halacha. You silka shulchan on your drink. You have to make a bracha ushan and even on drinks. Mezainus, the chol the simid apoyskim is not mechalik. You silka shulchan make a bracha. However, come on kiveikun and says, but a pasuk b'kisnin there gets involved with since you washed and you've been kveir sudo. The pasuk of kisnin, what's the loch of kveir sudo? The loch is you wash a bench. So this is a part of the kviyas, and therefore, for example, a person ate pas before the sudo. He still got shulchan and he has pas again. Of course, he'll make broken pas. That's part of the pas beforehand. So if you have pas before and now you have pas of kisnin, and what time is now there's a kviyas, part of the kviyas over here, you should not make a broken pas of kisnin even after still got shulchan. Goes no further, if that's so, he has a kash over here, end of tzarchian, that every time you have something like kinuach at the end of the meal, pasuk b'kisnin, it's part of the kriyas. The loch we know in Siman Kuf Samach Ches of Ches is a person does make a bracha pasuk b'kisnin at the end of the meal when it has all the time avada pasuk b'kisnin. But sorachim, meister aruch shulchan he passes at the end of the day, like the sad of the kivegu, it said the pasuk b'kisnin the meister person does not make a bracha over here, doesn't make a bracha. Now we shouldn't not achrayno.
You have a dessert
for when by the sugya silka shulchan. That we're discussing one sugya silka shulchan. That means it comes out according to Mishnah Berurah. You do silka shulchan, you have to get the metzias. When you have silka shulchan, the loch is you make a bracha rishoino and nachroino for basar, for dogim, for shtiyo. However, not for daiso, and that he says berachas mozna amar to patriot and kiveger mitzadim and aruch shulchan paskin is not pasal b'kisnin. That's first the loch. Next, come from the paiskim and discuss: do we have the metzias of Silka Shulchan is manazah? That means Tosis already in the sugyo, the Torah brings down, and the Mechaber says that this halacha is not motzi b'neinu. We don't have the idea of being moshech yedayim from pas, the idea of Silka Shulchan, and therefore, no. We're going Torah l'shmo, yad Torah v'yadir, but it's not negir practically. The question is that true b'zman hazeh, by us? Do we have cases today by us that it is nichol negir of moshech yedayim from the pas? So go to different kimtas. First, Mishpul Paskins, the loch is Silka Shulchan, not Moshech Yedayim from Pas. What does it mean take away the table? That means, let's say, for example, you have a meal over here, it's all dirty, you want to bring out dessert, you switch the tablecloths. In my house, my kids have birthdays, so we take the room, we switch the tablecloth on Shabbos, and put out desserts over there, take away the tablecloth. Is that Silka Shulchan? And therefore, anything you bring over there, you drink coke over there. You need a bracha rishon, a bracha achrayno. You have any things over there that you would make a bracha rishon and achrayno. That means usually for dessert you don't make achrayno. Here in the case of achrayno also. So Maisa, it's an interesting shiloh. The Olatzian says, it's a chiddush of the Gemara. The Maisa tells the Pashkin Paskin, Dafka Silka Shulchan, and the Havi Lila Hosef, more than that, another case of removing the mapo. Tal Shani Vizosa Bracha brings down Mordechai Eliyahu and says, why? The idea of Silka Shulchan means I'm finished. They are removing the mappa. Is I'm finished. I'm finished. I'm getting to my next thing over here, my dessert over here. So that's like a case of doing a maisa to show I'm finished the course beforehand. The one side is nichol negeir of silka shulchan. It's a shaila. It's a great question. And again, people's houses, they do that. When I want to have dessert, they allow guests over, they take away. We have plastic tablecloths today that we just roll up the Altar Haim, when I was young, it used to be there's no such thing as plastic tablecloths. But now, mice that have plastic, you roll up, and they, even yeshivas, they'll bring it up for the next course. Great question. That nichol get up silukah shulchan. Mashal among the achoyim. The eats around it, says the Kav HaChaim. And what you should do is put pas on the table. And tell people they want, they can have pas. Let people keep eating. That means you clean up everything, but let people keep eating. Not moshik down from pas to get around this question. That's one case you can discuss. No, that you're not moshik. You leave on the table with kavona that if you want to eat, you can eat. And there are people sometimes, depends on what type of house, but people do eat. You have to have kavona that you're not moshik down from the pas. That if you would want to eat, you can eat it. Another question, also Nagaya, a practical case, is this year, Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos. So we can discuss one simple case you just mentioned. You wash, you eat your Zayis Gebeya, and then you roll up your tablecloth, and then you take out your Pesach Kelim and you eat a regular meal over here. But let's say even worse than that, let's say you want to say rolling up tablecloth is no big deal. That's not Sivuk HaShulchan. What other people do, they have their one table, or they eat outside, they buy one table, and then they do Sivuk HaPeople, I guess. And then they finish eating, and they go inside and eat their by brand new table, and they have only over there, they have Pesach Kelim, and they eat only the food. Last time it happened 13 years ago, we see a lot of people are very nervous about having chomets in the house, and everything has to be ready before Pesach. It means all your Kelim are set up, everything's there. Your mother is going to let you have chomets inside the house? Come on. Well, it's not going to happen that way. Especially, I said that. And especially if you go to one of these programs, and you have hundreds of people. What they do not let you go into the dining room. There's no way to control hundreds of thousands of people with kids and everything. They put everything on the outside in the garden. They have put tables and chairs there. And my Yishir Kazayas Revias, you have Yain over there. And then their Masalik, they go inside. Now, there are two shells what they're doing. One is a big bayam, it's on the sugya of how you can bench inside. The chui you have to bench outside. Shina Mokum is a big problem. The Eitzah is really to eat pas inside your bread, keep it inside, or walk inside. Kids tell it to Rabbim. I spoke to Chashuvim what is exactly happening by these hotels, and they hold Nichol Get of Eis Lasseis. I'm not sure with a Semichan, what's going on over there. So that's one interesting Shiloh.
It's out.
The Chura, that's where you eat pas inside. There's no good bucks inside. You have to go back. Yeah, so either go back outside or bring pas inside. Yeah. You have two options. But Maisa, they don't say either one to any person, tell them to bench inside. And they felt there's much enough of Tzarech what to be Semichan. Another question to get to our sugya, the maaser, fine. You wash outside, you make kiddush, you have the chal over here. They give out pita, not bread in these programs because it doesn't crumble over the place. They give out pita and then they put it away. Masalik everything. So when you come inside, this is mamish. How do you eat the rest of the courses over here? That's mamish tilik ha-shulchan. So what? But there's no pass. The Taisha says that we tovel the pass. There's no pass. So the Cheshiva Eifod has a tshuva about it. And he says, the Serbia, why am I doing this, being misalik everything? In order to eat on my Pesach Kelim, I'm being misalik, not going to finish this, and I'm getting to something else. I'm taking this away to get, this is coming to help me to get to the next stage over here. He says, for example, Sim Peites, the loch is, you want to have fleishiks, then milchiks, to do a Bechsa Mosin in order to eat something else, that's not a siluk. A silik has to be, I'm finished this, and then I plan to do something new. But if the only way to get to that, that's causing me to get to the next stage over here. I'm not going with my pseudo now. I'm not finished this stage right now. And therefore, he wants to tell you that this is nichol and yisoid over here, a part and parcel of my ikar pseudo. Right? This is my pseudo. Just after stopping the pas to go inside. They say, yeah, but they have. That's true, but then, Shuas, you have flesh on the table. You have bread on the table. That's where you have to lechem. And Shuas, your mom should have bread on the table. Not misalkum pas. And Shuas. They say even further.
You have to eat the
pas inside. So again, that's Shuas, not our Shuas. So let's put that to the side. You can't eat matzo. No, Shuas Mokum won't work. You're not eating matzo every Pesach. Won't work for Shina Mokum, no. They say that's the case, let's say you choose. Let's say it's also to eat matzo. Maybe that makes it worse now. I'm also to eat chomets right now. Let's say it passed this man, not the Dhamma Sikhin in the first, in this man, I could if I really wanted to. So maybe that's not a seal. But let's say it's mamish also. So again, the Isra Shalom Zalman, the Yashiva, Bethlehem, the Forsha Toysis, and Daphim Alpha and Beis, Toysis Ben Yehuda, he comes along and says that according to Rabbanim, who do not hold of Kricha Kehillel, why in the world do we make a bracha on the Achilas Pesach over here? Eating the Korban Pesach, he had it by itself without the matzah, without the kin having together, according to the Rabbanim. So how in the world are we not making a bracha on the Achilas Korban Pesach? So Tosfos, you know why? Because there's something blocking you, the Isra of eating it together, the mitzvah of not eating together, is a block over here. That's what you want to. Not your Moshe Yidayim. Not that you don't want to have it. You want to, except something blocking you. Same thing says Shomazam B'Yashiv, the Isra Chometz is blocking you. Not that I'm finished this. I just can't get there. It's like when your wife says, can't have any more bread because it's not healthy for you. That's if it's there. It's not part of the suit over here. It's just something blocking you over here. Fine, so that's a third case in the Pesach says not Nichol and Masilga Shulchan. A fourth case, the Bialocha being down. Let's say a person says, Lysa, let's go bench. Hab Lom Lavarach, which Bethim Kofani Tess. But that's really a story of Hesach Adas. It says the Bialocha, the Chorus, Nichol and Gedo, Silga Shulchan. What's the whole Lomdus of Silga Shulchan? They point out it's not the side, the Siba of taking away the table. It's a Simon Shavai that Masiach Das, I'm finished with this. So if I have other Simon to say, I'm finished with this, nothing to do with it, I'm not eating it anymore. Should be nichol nisayd over here, the concept of silga shulchan, you need a bracha ushayna, bracha achorayna. Therefore, the bialacha brings down, first it says it takes a kliyos to make a bracha, yichor is nichol in the concept of the silga shulchan, and need a bracha ushayna achorayna. It says, the maishim machleiks among the paiskim, if it's tafka case of kinuach, even a case of sviya, therefore he's been saved to ushayna, and saying, no, we'll only pass the square in the gate of sugya of kinuach, and not sviya. But comes along a person, the maishim, he says, let's bench. Then they bring out desserts. So over here, that's the kinoach. You need a bracha ushana and achorino. That's the case of silga shulchan over here. A fifth case over here, which the Olam discusses, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you go to chasna, and they clean up the tables, and again, Eretz Yisrael, because they needed places to dance. Last night, there was a bar mitzvah, I was in Arnold's place, someone's bar mitzvah. And over there, they had a couple of tables, and then they went dance. They clean up some of the tables and push them away.
No, everyone does bench there.
Yes, the minimum has to be benched to get away the problem. We have to wear Yeshmaim, the Bar Mitzvah boy, Bez Hashem. But Maisa, need more money? Whatever the doctor and Ari said, they're in charge. The two guys in the back, they're in charge. So the question here is, Lechura, the Jew, the Maisa, they take away the tables, they leave over maybe the Chosin's dish, they leave over maybe on the side by the Chasas, they have four spices, they have some children over there and kugel over there, what to go eat. But it's not Nechon the Gel of Silga Shulchan, and anything you're eating before benching, before Shev Brachas, needs a Brachu Shana Bracha Choyna. It's Mamish Silga Shulchan, the pile, it's a Maisa over here. And therefore, the Arletzian was asked this question, and of Yashiv and of Ozav Shuvah and Chel Galaf, he says, yes, that is Silik HaShulchan. You buy Chasin and Yisrael, they take away the tables. In America also, sometimes they do that. That's Nichol Negedev Silik HaShulchan, Bracha Yishana and Bracha Achorino. And therefore, they bring out Cholent, Yishana Achorino. The Kugel, Yishana Achorino.
You can be left at one table. Everyone needs a table. One table, always
left. Lemaiso. Lemaisa, Atzad Hasheni, Numazah Chonim come to disagree. There's some questions from Shlomo Zalman and of Scheinberg and of Kupchitz and of Skirelitz, Shai Dabalitsky. They come only one time. They have to understand what's happening over here. It's not the story of Shlomo Zalman that over here you took away the table. Why? And look, I'm finished with this. That's not the mice you did over here. I need a place to dance. I need a place to dance. So it's not the Sigla Shulchan is a Siba again. He said over here it's a Simin. So I'm finished. I'm not finished. Right? There's food around to still eat. People are still eating over here. I need a place to dance. So even they're cleaning up water because the waiters want to go leave. But that's not my I'm finished eating over here. And therefore the Wantaino, especially, they say, the Chosin Tish is here. We have tables. They're still set up. Know that? The table in the back is still set up. We have some tables. It's all part of one place over here. So we not miss out all the Shulchans. They're all eating together. Varaya, all Mitzav to Zimin over here. So the Maisa, some of the tables are here. The Chosin Tish, the back. And there's mamash food here. Lesbiel, the Muslim. There's a Silik over here. True, physically it happened. The side over here, we see even the Bialocho, is that we need a case over here of not to have Kodesh Levarach. It's not going to keep to of coming to go an act of a Silik HaShulchan mitzad the Simen Shavoy, not mitzad the Sibo. In fact, to go where the tables over here, it's just a Sibo, but I can't need a place to go dance. And therefore, they want to tie the fat carrot. Therefore, by chasna, no problem. whatever your person washed, whatever comes at the end of the meal, has a klum like any sudor here. It's a chilik of the sudor. The Maisa, among the Gedolei Poskim, again, most seem to be Mekel, and say it's nichol chilik of the sudor. The Shaar Bracha passes like the other Achronim say, no, it's only you have to make a Bracha. The Zaysa Bracha, he ends up saying, goes to the two sides of here, Kedarkoi, Sobach Lachel, and Voidap Yisvarish, where he wants to argue and say, no, there is no din of Silgal Shulchan, a Gamdiz and Metzias, therefore a person would not make a Bracha, who's showing on a Bracha Achronim. Again, Kedarkoi, the Zaysa Bracha, and the Sefer, he always wants to get around what to go do among the Dora Achronim, it's Machalikis, what to go do. She says, the best thing is, by Chasna, to leave over some Chal on the table. Leave around Chal, let people eat it. Leave by the Cholent and Kugel, have some things that are Chal, leave it behind. That'll be the best thing. Fine. That's Sif Beis over here. Sif Hey over here, last Sif in Kufayin Zayin, coming with Machaber, and discusses a case where a person sat down to have pas. Then you have Shechinim, we all have Shechinim, and they come to send you over here some food to what to go eat. So that was yesterday. Yesterday we did Aleph, Gimel, and Dalet, and today is Beis and Hay. So again, so Sif Hay, first sat down, had pas, he has wonderful neighbors, he sent them food as a present. Maisi, I had no das to go eat this food. Watch, they send you food over here. Therefore, says the Mechaber, they send you food, even things that come to Malafes a pas, nichol nesugi of nimloich, and therefore a person has to make a broch on top of it. Even, says Mishmu, you come to eat it with pas, they send you food, you put together hand in hand, Maisi have to make a broch upon it. Now, what is the lumdus over here? The first they point out, let's say they send you pas, not something to Malafa pas, they send you bread. I made wonderful chalas of Shabbos, they send you mamish pas. Instead of sharmik, still nichol to get a nimloch. Maisi have to make a brocho. And we saw already the Mishmur brought down in the Sugi of the Taz, that you have bread now, you go to the store, buy more bread. Nichol is a nimloch. Does not make a difference what they're sending you. The loch is, it's nimloch, you have to make a brocho. The lumdus is a very simple way to understand. And Milan Nechanish points out from over here, that we learn the Sugi of Iker Topol, is simon ratio bays, when a person makes a brocho on the Iker, the loch of the tovel goes with it. Says the Chaznish, what is the lumdus behind it? He says, I'll bring a rife from Sim Kufay and Zayin Sefer. He says, the lumdus over here is pshat that the tovel does not need a brocha. Or they say the tovel needs a brocha and the ikke gives the brocha on the tovel. Says the Chaznish, according to Tosfos and this Mechaber over here, the said over here is the brocha on the ikke is a brocha on the tovel. So if you know the tovel is coming, so the bracha on the ikker is on the tuffel. If you know das, no knowledge, it's a case of nimloch, so where's the bracha on the tuffel? If you plan to eat one piece of bread and not the second piece of bread, where's the bracha on the tuffel? I have two pieces of bread, there's no bracha on it. Not that you say the tuffel does not need a bracha, tuffel needs a bracha and has a bracha. You have no das, there's no bracha on the tuffel. Therefore, the side of error is anything they send you, whether malafa pass, whether it's pass, any ikimto, you have to make a bracha. Nichol sugim nimloch, because there is no bracha like every ikim tuffel we discussed in ratio base. You have no das. Or it's not bracha to go have it. Person eating crackers. Then he decides, you know what? I'm going to have cheese on top of it. And he's not bracha to it, not the derech, and then no das for it. One of the questions on the test. What's the halacha? The halacha is you have to make a bracha on the tuffel. You have to vada. That's where it's coming from. This halacha, kofayin zayin. Says the Chanish work, the story is the Iker gives a brach on the tuffle. You have no dust, no brach on the tuffle. That's first, the Mechaber is very simple. Come on, Gramo. The one says, Lo yisin zor b'zeh. People are not worried about this. The Maisa, the Elam seem to not make a bracho, and there's no problem. Now, the question is, what is the Kavona in the Ramo? So there seem to be two options how to apply the Ramo halacha and Maisa. There's one option, have numerous Gedolei Achronim say, to define Pshat in the Ramah. That means in those days, people were very friendly, and there's Motzi, people send things one to another. Says Lavush, says the Graz, says Orcha Shulchan, the L'chor Pshat you have to say in the Ramah is that society, different places do different things. In America, in Flatbush, if someone send you something, you'll be shocked. Well, if Shabbos meal, they send you food, the middle of the meal, what's going on? Lakewood, I assume it's the same thing. My side, I lived in Eretz Yisrael, and I have person in my building that every Shabbos sends us things, and I don't know why, it's not even dessert. It could be the chicken, it could be the salad. They send. They do that kacha every week. So, the people do that. It's a different personality, a different style. They send. First couple weeks, you get surprised. Maybe you have to make a bracha. But after all, why did she send? Why not, you know? And we have a lot of food in the house, don't worry. My wife, Barachas, Beautiful. The mice they send. I have another neighbor that we learned after the first 2-3 years that every Shabbos before Purim he comes around. And he makes a freilich and he gives and he has a lot of things to give out. Maisa, this past year, it was Corona, my kids are waiting, when's he coming? Maisa didn't come this year, but it was, we got used to it. He's supposed to come every year. Makes a freilich. Fuck. Maisa, we saw he left out things outside the door, didn't come and knock on the door, he left out the nice pekel outside. Fine. But there are different Mahalchim people. Therefore, the people tell me in Bogle Conley seem to be one Hanhoka, people will bring things one to another. Mashenk in the city, people, that happen. Yalla, das. One person bring food to another person, thinking, well, poor person, what's happening over here? So, Maisa, come along to the Vosh and the grass, and the Orcha Shulchan, and the Chorp, shot in the Ramah, is when it's Motzi that go happen. Therefore, they say when it's not Motzi, Avadis, Nimloch, Poshut. Or someone Taino, Kashan Ramah. That means that the way how the Swarm come along, the Ikago, either defining the Ramah, or they don't send the Avon in the Ramah, they want to argue with the Ramah. So, the Ik among the Swarm, they come along to say today, I assume most of the people over here, if someone knocks your door and gives you food, nichlin get a nimloch, you have to make a bracha shen on top of it. Hagam, I see the zoysa bracha, is chosh to the Ramah. He says, true that there's a graz archa shulchan levosh, he quotes them. However, he says, read the Maim Mordechai, it does not sound that way. Read the El Rabba, it does not sound that way. He says also, Mishabua does not say these words. The steamers of Mishabua left the Ramah as is, and therefore it sounds like the loch is, we don't know why, that's the minig. So, Pelo. Why is it different in the case of Nimloch? I don't know. He doesn't define how to defend them. Chorapi, halacha should be mamash like the machaber. Once you have Dola Achrim said there's pshat in the machaber, the Archer Shulchan said there's no way pshat, I'm sorry, in the Ramah. There's no way, said the Archer Shulchan, other pshat in the Ramah, the Chorish father Archer Shulchan, and therefore, in a situation where neighbors send you things that you do not expect, you're shocked, the Chorish should make a bracha on top of it.
What would you say to a middle ground?
Like?
Like your neighbor going to the Yovel, once in a while, come
back. Yosel Yovel, no. Once in a while, maybe.
So once in a while, maybe.
Depends on what once in a while means. Are you? That's why I kept saying the word shack to make sure I get the two sides. I left things gray. I'm not clear. I hear.
When you make a hamitzi, you're already thinking about the neighbor, the Smiths who are going to bring over the things, or you're
no. That's regilus. Regilus doesn't get a das. What is regilus?
I understand that. And therefore,
Mike is saying waking up once every 2 weeks at time is regilus. No, what is regilus? Is a great question. What? Yeah, so poor man expects it. That's posh. That's posh. That'll be nothing to do. Not nimloch. Just Messiah, the gate to the first Yisoid of Bar Mitzvah. The kids, I said a little bit yesterday, last night, is that a boy right now is nichol to all mitzvahs. That's first thing is mekabel all mitzvahs. And my father tells me, I think he said it from Marcel Solomon, the word earl sounds like it's a yoke. It's heavy, it's hard, make you schlep. And it doesn't sound too appreciated that, no, this is the oil over here. So the Mashkiach says over, fakir, to the person, you have an animal who puts the oil on top of it. No, to do his tachlis, to do his work, there's no way of doing it. The oil is here to help him out, to be an azer, to make sure he leads his tachlis, his rosh, the right thing, to make it easier for him to go plow the field. It makes it easier to do his avoid what's the correct thing you'll do. It's coming to, and the oil is to help out a person. Father was Moisif, and the oil, he says, you know, puts his head down this way, that way, you have to machni yourself a little bit, and then the oil helps you out. The story of all mitzvahs, the mitzvahs in this world, so certain people think there are 613 problems. We have 613 mitzvahs. Tzivoy is over here to help us lead to our tachlis over here. Tari Watson, what are we supposed to go do in the world? We start off. The beginning of this man gave a chabura about Meir Brachas. 100 Brachas. Where's the Makor for Meir Brachas? So there's a Gemara in Malachas, Apim Gimel, the Gemara says, Chayv Olam Vork, Chol Yom V'yoyim, Va'ati Yisol, Ma Hashem L'kech L'shol Me'imcho, What Kosh Baruch Hu want from you? Ma. Ma is what? Is Meir, Rashi, Tosfos. Therefore you have to have Meir Brachas. That's one Makor. There's a second Makor, there's a Medrash. Be'elu Divei Dovad Achoinim, the Pasuk says in Shmuel, that Dov is saying over his last words, what's his lasting legacy? Num Dov ben Yishai, Num Gever, who am I, who am I Dov HaMelech? I was Hukum Earl. I put a Klai Yisrael in Earl, number one. Also, I'm Mashiach L'Kei Yaakov. I'm Mashiach. Also, Norm V'Zmiras Yisrael. I gave over Tehillim. Who am I? I should be known forever. Tehillim, Mashiach. Everyone understand those two? I put an Earl in Klai Yisrael, Hukum Earl. Says the Medrash, what's Hukum Earl? Medrash says since the Magefa, the pandemic, came from China over there in those times in Klai Yisrael, 100 people were passing away. Therefore, came along and his Misakid Meir Brochos Earl is Gematria 100. 70 and 30, Gematria 100. Hukum Earl, my lasting legacy, I put an Earl in Klai Yisrael. What's the concept of an Earl? To help you out, to lead, what's the concept of a Brocho? They point out the first Marmok, Ma Yisrael Hashem Lekez Hashem Imcho. What Hashem want from you? Posk endov ki im li yiro. What does Meir Brochas have to do with the case of yiro? Says the Masho, Karenoyu, Kitchuk Norch, Lalocho, if you want again, Rabbi Forrest, in his book, you bring down from Masiel Salman, the Mashkiach, his words are in English. You want a foolproof way to lead to yiro Shemayim? Meir Brochas. You want a guaranteed way? Ma Hashem Lekez Hashem Imcho? Meir? That leads to yiro. Why? If you say a bracha correctly, obviously. That means you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Adonai Kol Hoya Hoya Alkenu, is a takil, Balichos, Balkoichos Kulam. You have the right kavanas, guf, with the neshama, not just the guf. You have it all together. This leads to yiro. This helps you to appreciate, have a koro, what's everything around you, what everything you have over here. Well, Hukum Earl, Dovna Melech put upon Klai Yisrael, the idea of a bracha, Meir Brachos, why this helps you, this leads you to lead to yiro Shemayim. This is what person's tachlis in the world is to the Ratzon Hashem over here. The Earl is what? Not a burden. It saves people. It's a cause of fashis. The brachas, learning to sing your brachas, merely the one be a chosid, you have to learn brachas over here. You spent a bunch of months learning brachas. People think before, and then brachas, it's simple, everyone knows what to go do. Now, people are like, I have no idea what to go do. Fine, to even wash, now we have a problem because I can't wash just to pot to everything else because now I'm being doing it for other things. But this you have to go know what to go do, how to appreciate Kosh Baruch Hu, how to appreciate food. So my son is nichnas right now to all mitzvahs. No, it is an oil, but the oil is what is to help you. Hukum oil to help you, it's for you. Just be machni yourself a little bit. If you machni yourself, you put your head down, at least the Yishmaim, at least in the case of brachas over here, and with that schos tako, if my son shows up with a four spice over here to Mechazek, you should all be Zaycha, see Nachs from him, and Nachs from the Zeda, and the Gans Mishpacha, and also be Felech together. And my father says, when my son comes back, my father created a song last night, and he wants us to sing a song today, and when Moshe shows up, we'll sing a song together. Zaydi? 100%. So you want to stay on the phone, or should we, or when you. You stay on the phone. Anyone can wish my father a Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. You can actually say it on the phone. Fine. Oh, one thing I have to design this.
איך זה יכול להיות? 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 איך זה Yeah, the Mike's like, he got the place yesterday. Oh, it's good.